Trump Organization, CFO Alan Weisselberg plead not guilty to tax crimes charges. By Joshua Kaplan on July 1, 2021. The Trump Organization and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, pleaded not guilty Thursday to tax crimes charges brought by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Trump's longtime finance chief surrendered early Thursday to New York authorities for arraignment in the first criminal indictment arising from a two-year investigation into the former president's company. Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg was photographed walking into a building that houses both the criminal courts and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office around 6:20 a.m. Weisselberg, 73, was due to be arraigned in the afternoon on a grand jury indictment charging him and Trump's namesake company with tax crimes related to fringe benefits given to employees, like the use of apartments, cars and school tuition. People familiar with the matter told the Associated Press. Alan Weisselberg is a loving and devoted husband, father and grandfather who has worked at the Trump Organization for 48 years, a Trump Organization press representative said of the charges in a statement. He is now being used by the Manhattan District Attorney as a pawn in a scorched-earth attempt to harm the former president, the spokesperson added. The district attorney is bringing a criminal prosecution involving employee benefits that neither the IRS nor any other district attorney would ever think of bringing. This is not justice, this is politics. In separate remarks, Trump called the charges shameful, adding that Weisselberg is a tremendous person. Weisselberg has been released without bail and must surrender his passport, a New York City court said. The Associated Press contributed to this report.